little different slant on the resurrection story. We even heard from Acts a part of the recounting of the resurrection story. But in the Gospel of Mark, we hear a little variation that tells us that on the first day of the week, which was Sunday, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome headed out to the tomb with all of the spices that they were bringing to anoint Jesus' body. They had to rush and take him down from the cross and wrap him in the linen cloths and lay him in the tomb in a hurry. They didn't have time to prepare the body because the Sabbath day was starting at sundown on Friday. So they were going back to do this. And one of my great memories of the Holy Land was spending an afternoon in the garden where they believe the tomb of Christ is located. One of the things you'll find out when you go to the Holy Land, if you ever get that opportunity, is different groups fight over where the sites are. There's a church that says they're built over the site of the tomb within the city walls. But according to the story, Jesus went out the northern gate towards Golgotha, the place of the skull, and there he was crucified, and he was taken to a garden tomb nearby. Back in the 20s and 30s, someone discovered that site. A site where there had been a garden, where there was a tomb, where there was this giant reservoir or cistern to hold water so they could water the plants in that beautiful garden. And we are told in the Gospels that it was Nicodemus, the Pharisee who came to Jesus at night, who gave his tomb to our Lord. And I kind of slant towards that site as being the authentic site. And it was just so easy to visualize this sandstone ridge, and carved into that ridge was the tomb. A door about 5 feet high that you'd have to bend over to go in, and then a shelf over to the right where the body would lay. And in front of that tomb was a trench about 18 inches or 2 feet wide. And that trench went to the left about 12 feet. And you could just imagine a stone about 6 feet tall, shaped maybe like one of our millstones, about a foot or a foot and a half thick, in that trench. And four or five men would have to take poles and pry that and roll that in front of the tomb. And as Linwood shared, and was shared earlier, they put seals on the tomb and they placed guards there for fear that the disciples would come and steal the body away. And early on that first morning, Mary and the other women went to the tomb to anoint the body. But they forgot something. Have you ever gotten things ready and you're going to make a trip or you're going to do something special and you've got almost everything you have and you forgot something? Well, that happened to me this morning. I left the house and started down the road and I forgot my Bible. So I have to turn around, go back, get my Bible. I mean, I've got other Bibles, but you know, I've got my favorite Bible. I forgot it. I left it. I went in to get something else I forgot, laid the Bible aside, got that, got in the car, left the Bible. We see, that's what happened to the women that morning. Oh, they were enthusiastic. They were going to go there and anoint our Lord's body with all of these spices and incense that they had brought. But just before they got to the tomb, they remembered, who's going to roll that stone away for us? That's a big stone. We forgot about that. We didn't bring any of the guys with us. Of course, unfortunately, the guys were hiding somewhere. The women were brave enough to go out, and the men were hiding because they thought they too might be arrested and crucified. how are we going to move that gigantic stone? But we know the great story of Resurrection Day is they didn't have to worry about it, because when they arrived, the stone had been rolled away. And our Lord was no longer in the grave, in the tomb, wrapped in the linens. He was gone. He was raised from the dead. And that is what we celebrate this special day. But it made me think, how often in our lives do we live the religious life and yet we have stones that are blocking the power of God really working in our lives? Now, it might not be a stone that was 6 feet round. It might just be a small boulder. You know, sometimes in the family, you know, the family is a precious place, a place where God shares so much love. But you know, it's a place where we hurt each other a lot. Have you ever noticed that? With unkind words, with cruel statements, with deeds that aren't very thoughtful. We take one another for granted within the family and within marriage. And, you know, a little pebble at a time, we can stack up and cover an entrance to a tomb with all of the pebbles and the stones we collect day to day. And it blocks the flow of God's love into our lives. You know, in the last 15 years, going around the southeastern part of the United States and preaching and ministering, it's been a great privilege for me to work with people that trust God to roll the stones, the heavy stones in their lives, out of the way so they can experience the love of God. You know, maybe that stone is a sorrow about someone who died and is no longer with us. Maybe it's about losing a job or losing a promotion we thought we deserved, and we've held that in our hearts. Maybe someone has hurt us in our lives, and we've not forgiven them, and we've carried that in our spiritual lives. You know, it doesn't take much of a little pebble in your shoe to irritate you to the point that no matter where you are, you got to slip that thing off and get rid of that little pebble. But you know, in our spiritual lives, we carry around things that are bigger than a little pebble, a little grain of sand that's irritating. We carry around hurts and pains and unforgiveness that are blocking us in experiencing the fullness of life that God wants us to experience. My son and daughter are here this morning with my grandchildren, and I remember a time when we were doing a retreat in, Jane and I were doing a retreat in Burlington, North Carolina, and John had gone up to stay with his sister who was in college because he missed her so and wanted to spend a weekend with her. And they came by this old hotel after the marriage enrichment retreat was supposed to be over to go out to dinner with us. And it just kept going on and on and on, and they kept coming up and checking and hearing people crying inside. Because a lot of times in these retreats, there would be people who were dealing with their pains. Because we closed that retreat with the service of Holy Communion, healing, and wholeness. And I remember that particular day, three people who brought big burdens, heavy stones that they'd been carrying around in their lives for years. I remember one woman who was in her 40s, who lost her mother when she was 5 years old and had never really dealt with that sorrow. It was like carrying a gigantic rock with her everywhere she went. She just couldn't enjoy life because she couldn't get over the fact that she had lost her mother so young. Why haven't I had a mother to turn to in my times of need? And that had become a tremendous burden in her life. I remember a young man who loved his father, but his father never said, "I love you." And that young man never said, "I love you," back to his father. And that father died. And that was a burden he carried, a tremendous stone that needed to be rolled out of the way in his life so he could experience the love and power of Jesus Christ. And I remember a woman who came and confessed for the first time that she had been sexually abused as a young child and had been carrying that burden in her heart and mind for many, many years. When we go through life, we experience pains and sorrows. We build up burdens, and for some strange reason, we seem to hold on to them instead of letting them go. Mary and the other women went anticipating ministering to our Lord in His death, still not realizing He had been raised from the dead, and they hadn't counted on the stone that needed to be rolled away. We come to church here on Easter morning to celebrate the power of the resurrection, and how many of us have giant stones or medium-sized stones or little stones that we have been collecting that represent hurts and pains and unforgiveness and hardship in life that we have been dragging around for days and weeks and even years? Now, the God who was able to raise Jesus from the dead, the God who was able to roll that gigantic stone away, is available to you and me today. And He'll roll away the stones in our lives. He'll push them over. He'll break them down. He'll crush them and move them out of the way so we can experience the joy of life. I have seen so many people bring those kind of burdens to God, knowing that God has the power to push it away. That's what we celebrate as Christians. If God can conquer death in Jesus Christ and promise that we too will conquer even death, He can deal with any problem in our lives. What stones do you have in your life? Spiritual stones that block the way to living in the fullness of God's love that you need to allow God to push out of the way. That's what He wants for you today. That's what He calls you to bring to Him, that He can roll the stones away in your life so you can live in the power of His love. Let us pray. Gracious Father, we take care of the everyday things that we have to because life demands it. But so often, our hurts, our pains, our sorrows, our disappointments, and especially the hurt and pain others cause in our lives, we hold on to. We don't know how to get rid of them. Just like Mary and the other women, we just don't know how to tackle some of these things in our lives. But You have given us Your Son, Christ Jesus, who was crucified, dead, buried, and You raised Him from the dead. You rolled away the stone, and He walked out alive. Father, if there's anything in our lives that are blocking the richness that You want for us, the joy You want us to experience in life, just roll those stones away, push them over, and move them out of the way that we can experience the fullness of Your joy and know Your power in our lives. Bless us by that power, for we ask it in the name of the risen Lord Christ Jesus. Amen.